This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott, and you can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. What do you think of earwax? Probably not your favorite thing, correct? But it serves a really important function, and being disgusted by it drives some people toward an unhealthy obsession with cleaning it out. Here's reporter Max Green with more.
The yellowish, sticky secretion traps microscopic bits of dust and other particles to help protect the eardrum from the outside world. It helps fight off bad bacteria, and without it, our ears would be more vulnerable to damage or infection. I've never really minded talking about my earwax, but the subject can trigger revulsion for some. So, for science, I asked people on the street about their earwax. They had a lot of questions.
What's the appropriate way to clean it out of your ear?
Why do some people have more of it than others?
I have no idea what it's for.
Why it has its color.
What's the right amount of earwax to have in your ear?
What's safe Q-tip use?
At what point should I start taking
it out?
I
don't
know
anything about it.
I'm not sure.
So what is it?
Where does it come from?
Let's start with the basics from Dr. Fuad Baroudi, an ear, nose, and throat specialist at the University of Chicago Medicine. He says he gets a lot of questions about earwax.
It's a useful thing. If wax is not bothersome, your ears are fine.
Glands in your ear produce earwax, and as you chew or move your jaw, it very slowly moves from deep in the ear canal to the outer ear and eventually falls away. That's about it. But should we be trying to manage what's going on in our ears?
You shouldn't be messing with them. Let them clear themselves out.
But Rudy says if you think earwax is clogging your ears or your ears itch or the wax smells funny, maybe get it checked out. And that's also the official stance of the American Academy of Otolaryngology. Those are the ear, nose, and throat specialists. The doctor's group published updated earwax guidelines this year. The physicians say unless you have a serious condition, like an ear infection or hearing loss, the best thing you can do with earwax is leave it alone. Even using a tiny Q-tip or other tools can cause problems.
There are two things. There's a disadvantage and there's potential danger. Disadvantage is you sometimes push the wax further in and cause it to impact, and then it really becomes harder to clean, and it has to be done by a professional.
And the potential danger? Injuring your ear canal. Rupturing an eardrum is easier than you might think. Dr. Baroudi says people shove all kinds of things in their ears to try to clean them.
Pencil erasers are a favorite. Lead of the pencil, the inside of the lead of the pencil, pieces of paper, people push things in their ears.
Other people go further, turning to alternative methods. You can buy mini vacuums online to suck the stuff out, or some people do candling. That's a treatment that uses the heat from a hollow candle to draw wax out of the ear. Baroudi has seen a few burnt eardrums in his day. He does not recommend this kind of thing. So what does the ear doctor do?
I never clean my ears. After shower, I put my finger on a towel, and I make sure that the water gets out of my ear, and I'm done.
The expert leaves his alone, but most people I spoke with said they couldn't imagine not cleaning out their earwax.
It's gross.
Frustrating.
It's really disgusting.
It's really gross.
It's unsightly.
I just can't have it in my ear.
Clean your ears.
Gross.
I want that wax out of my ear, man.
You need to clean it.
Unhygienic.
There's something in there that needs to come out.
Almost everyone knew about the strong recommendation against using cotton swabs for ear cleaning. The warning is right there on the Q-tip box. But people do it anyway. Try doing it now. Stick your finger in there and circle it around a little. There is a tingle, a sensation, right? Cleaning your ears just feels good to some people. And Baroudi says we can develop all kinds of compulsive behavior with sensations like that. For some small number of us, there's a kind of body horror fascination. Studying the brown glob on the end of that cotton swab is probably like looking at the tissue after you blow your nose. Lots of us do it. It can be hard to kick weird habits. Baroudi sees earwax all the time, so maybe he's a little desensitized. But he says the stuff in your ear is just doing its job.
You can quote an ear doctor saying that it's not dirty. Wax is not like other things that come out of body orifices.
So there. Technically, not gross.
It's so handy having Q-tips round the house.
For The Pulse,
you
I'm Max Green.
You can do so much with Q-tips round the house. Your pets deserve loving care.